Welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Today's Tackle, Cats on the Red, and Trophy Cat Adventures. Now, here they are, Brad and Brad.
Hello, folks. Here I am, solo Brad, as promised from last week. Got a great interview lined up for today with John Mitzel from Dakota Country Magazine out of Bismarck. We're going to talk about a lot of great stuff. Salmon fishing in the tail race, fishing walleyes, and just fall opportunities on the small bodies of water in central and western North Dakota. Anyway, off to the bill-paying part of the show. Why Fish, as always, brought to you by Today's Tackle. Opportunities coming about for those ice buster bobbers. We're going to have freeze up here in just a couple of months. And don't forget, for those of us who are going to be out in the fall, the wave buster bobber is a great, great tool. Also brought to you by E-Tackle Direct, good old buddy Catfish Billy, running a great business over there at E-Tackle Direct. Check him out on the web, etackledirect.com. Greenback season is right around the corner at Cats on the Red. Stu and the boys are getting some nice cats, but that's starting to wane down. So if you want to get in on the cat action, get up there. They're on the web, catsonthered.net. And last but not least, Trophy Cat Adventures in Ken Hollins. Again, cats are going to start winding down, but not too early to book your 2007 trip. Anyway, as promised, John Mitzel from Dakota Country Magazine will be back next week with both Brads. So see you then.
All right, we're here once again, return visitor here at Why Fish, John Mitzel from Dakota Country Magazine out in Bismarck. John, welcome back to Why Fish Radio.
Thanks for having me, Brett.
Great. The reason I brought you on today, besides the fact that I'm solo this week, is just some different opportunities like we talked about last time you were on with Western North Dakota, and I want to just touch on a couple of opportunities out there that we talked about before we went on the old hard drive, and fall opportunities, the lake, Lake Sakakawea, some other smaller lakes, and the Missouri River that runs right through Bismarck, Mandan area down there. I guess let's start out on the Lake Sakakawea itself. How's the condition of the lake? We know there's some lower water issues and things going on.
Yeah, the water's been dropping at a steady pace for a few weeks now. And, you know, we'll see it continue to drop through fall. And we'll just have to wait for next spring, and hopefully the water conditions will improve on the lake. But the fishing has slowed down in August. A lot of the guys are going out. They're picking up a few fish, not really putting a pattern to the walleyes. Most of the fish that are being caught are being caught deeper, anywhere from like 20 to 35, maybe even 40 feet. Some anglers are starting to pick up some salmon in the Rodeo Bay, Government and Pochant Bay areas. Some folks are still catching them deep with downriggers, and some are actually picking them up now long-lining crankbaits. So there's the possibility of some good Chinook fishing yet this fall.
Well, I want to get back to salmon here momentarily, but I've been hearing reports from some various people who have been out about the walleyes being a little on the skinny side this year. Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, there was a good batch of walleyes this year. There was a lot of fish caught. The average size, I think, was down a bit this year. Most of the fish were running 13 to maybe 18 inches was the average size. The fish, though, they did appear healthy. Some of the larger fish that anglers were catching, fish, say, over 25 inches or so, were running skinny, and were running a little bit on the lighter side. And I think that's just a problem with the forage base in the lake, and the smelt population is down, and we're just starting to see the effects now.
Is that going to affect the salmon fishery and the lower water as well in the future?
I think it all has a certain degree. It'll affect everything to a certain degree. You know, we'll just have to hope for some higher water and some improved water conditions to get that forage base back up to what it once was.
Now I want to ask you about the salmon fishing. This is something I've never done before, and I believe we even visited about it the last time you were here. You were talking about downriggers and some longline crankbaits. When you go out to do salmon, how do you normally rig up? What is kind of your basis for getting started?
Well, typically, you know, it depends on the time of the year. Generally in August, the fish are deep. As we're in now, September, the fish move shallow. And as the air temperature cools, the water temperature cools, and those salmon will come up, anywhere from 2 to 30 feet, and that's just a prime time to target those fish with deep diving crankbaits. But there's always the fish that are out there in 50 to 90 feet of water that are easily caught with downriggers too. But typically this year we find the most active salmon on Sakakawea to be shallow, and trolling crankbaits in the 12 to 18 foot range, in about 30 to maybe 40 feet of water is very productive this time of the year.
So they're, I guess for lack of a better term, they're staying somewhat suspended in what you would consider shallower water.
Yeah, typically salmon, they're always suspended. I mean, they'll relate to the bottom too, but it's, wherever the bait fish are at, you'll find them. This time of the year, you can find salmon out in just below the surface, out in 50, 60 feet of water. So there's just, it's you can never really relate. Like walleye fishing, you always want to be on the bottom. Salmon can be anywhere on the water column.
They're relating and eating on the rainbow smelt as well, correct?
Smelt and any other forage fish that's out there and available to them.
So they'll take a gold eye or whatever happens to be swimming around that's easy to get.
Yeah, anything that's out there in their size range of eating, they'll definitely take it.
Great. Good information as far as salmon. What kind of, boat or whatever to get started on that? Will anything work from a medium size 16, or do you need something a little bigger for what we're talking about here?
Typically, in the fall, the winds lie down a bit, and you can get out there in front of the intake structure and along the face of the dam, and wind usually isn't a problem in September. Most guys go with the bigger boats, just in case the wind does come up. But I see anglers out there too, and your smaller 16 foot aluminum boats with the 50 horse tiller on it, and that works very well too. Just one concern that some anglers do have, is the wind picking up, and that's something that anglers should probably pay attention to. But this time of the year, it's never usually a problem. You can go out there, in a smaller boat, and still do very well. I know some of the fly fishing anglers go out there in float tubes on the calm days and catch fish too. So this time of the year, basically anything will work.
So is there shore fishing opportunities for these salmon this time of year?
It's probably 50-50 between the boat anglers and the shore fishermen. Shore guys do real well with, casting crankbaits or spoons from the shores around like Rodeo and Scoria Bay. Government Bay is another productive area for salmon in the fall. And typically, weather permitting, salmon fishing stays good well into October. And if you can get out there on those nice warm days, those fish are going to be shallow, and especially if you're looking to catch them from shore, just walking up and down and along the shorelines casting is very productive.
That sounds like an awesome time.
They're a great fish to have on the line. They're a hard fighter,
and they're a good fish to have on the grill too.
Exactly.
Now, something else I want to totally switch gears on you here, John. The small lakes in the western North Dakota and the Bismarck area, we always like to talk about this. We've talked about this, I know, with you. We've talked about it with Doug Lear in the past. Just because you guys are so lucky having these smaller waters that are managed for different species. Can you tell us about any real fall opportunity that could be lurking about in that central to western North Dakota area with those smaller bodies of water?
Well, our smaller lakes out here typically get really good again in the fall. Ideal fishing times for anything is going to be the spring and the fall, just because the water temperatures are cooler. But our smaller lakes out here, we see a variety of fish stocked in them. Bass and bluegills are real popular, rainbow trout, walleyes, and some pike. But they're smaller bodies of water, and they don't get near the pressure as Sakakawea, parts of the Missouri River system, or Devil's Lake get. On a typical fall day, chances are real good you'll be the only angler out on the lake and just have unlimited fishing possibilities for a variety of species. And when those water temperatures cool, those fish just go crazy. And if you time it right, If you time the bite right, you can get out there and just have some amazing days.
Now, we all know walleyes in the fall are great, and I've even heard that there's good pike fishing to be had in the fall. Not personally chasing them very much in that time of year, but talk about panfish for a minute. How would I find some panfish? Is that a jig and a minnow type thing, or are they taking crankbaits, or are they that aggressive at that this time of year?
You know, typically what we see on these smaller lakes out here, you can't beat the traditional bobber and a nightcrawler. That's just hands down one of the best ways to go after bluegills and bass. You know, some anglers really get into it with the fly fishing. Small poppers, small nymphs, woolly buggers are great with the fly rod. So those two methods are probably going to be your most productive. You get into some areas where these lakes have good populations of nice-sized largemouth bass. You can start throwing bigger baits at them. Spinner baits and surface baits are really popular in the fall and work really well on largemouth. You get into some of those lakes where there's a good population of largemouth that are above 12 inches in the possibility of catching a 4 or 5 and maybe a 6-pound largemouth. You can throw those bigger baits. Crank baits work real good. Typically we fish in the weeds, fish the edge of the weed lines, points, rocks, structures, you know, some flooded timber. All that stuff is good stuff in the fall, just as long as it's shallow. And typically these small lakes, they really turn on mid to late September, and weather permitting, you know, October, November are always good too.
I think October, late October, early November is probably one of the most overlooked times of year for good fishing. And, you know, I'm just as guilty as probably you are, because there's good hunting to be had during those same times. You probably don't get out as much as we would like. Am I wrong with that statement?
Yeah, it's tough to get out of the field and put the shotgun away and pick up a fishing rod, you know, especially in the middle of hunting season. But, you know, if you can pick your days, you know, some of your better days for fishing are going to be your calm days with temps in the 50, 60, or maybe 70 degrees if you're lucky enough with sunshine. You know, those are going to be your fishing days, and those are days you'd probably, you know, be more productive sitting in a boat on a lake somewhere than sitting in a slough waiting for ducks to fly by. But, you know, you get your days with cloud cover, wind, cold temperatures, rain, you know, that classic fall day. You're definitely going to want to take advantage of that and be out in the field, either in a tree stand or a duck slough or a wheat field somewhere waiting for geese.
Isn't North Dakota great this time of year?
I can't say one bad thing about it.
So just while we're talking about the hunting and the fishing and the everything, I've done this one time, and I'm sure you've done it, but I want to ask you anyway. Have you ever gone out and shot your limit of geese in the morning and gone out and caught your limit of walleyes in the afternoon?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the benefits of about living along the Missouri River. We get heavy populations of geese up along the stretches, especially Bismarck Mandan, all the way up to the tail race. We get heavy populations of geese in the fall. And, you know, you go out in the morning and the weather clears and it gets sunny after lunch and just one of those classic fishing days where you should be out there walleye fishing. And if you do get out on the river in the fall, walleye fishing is always great. So it's always nice to combine hunts if you can.
Here's one for you. Have you ever shot a deer in the morning and fished in the afternoon?
No, I haven't been that fortunate, not yet, but probably sometime in the future if I'm lucky enough.
Well, that makes two of us. I just had to throw that one at you, although I have skipped the deer opener to catch walleyes. And,
yeah.
And I know a couple guys who aren't big hunters who have caught the biggest walleyes I've ever seen in my life during the middle of deer season.
Yeah, anytime in the fall. You know, spring and the fall are just great times, and that's something folks don't get to do enough, because you know, everybody's out hunting in the fall, and it's tough to put that shotgun or bow away, but you know, if you do, I mean, you're probably going to be rewarded.
Well, I hear that your bow is already put away for the year.
Yeah, my bow season ended kind of shortly. I arrowed a nice buck the evening of September 2nd, and had back straps the next night. So my deer bow season is over, and I'll be looking to pursue an antelope with a bow and hopefully fill that tag too. So I'll have to wait till the gun season to pursue deer again.
Yeah, well, that's always exciting to arrow a deer. It's been a couple years for me, but I know the feeling. Anything good going on at Dakota Country these days that you'd like to tell everybody about for the upcoming issue, or the current issue for that matter?
Yeah, we just got done producing our annual September fall edition, and it's 120 pages packed full of great information. We've got the Dakota Hunting Outlook in there, lots of great fall articles pertaining to hunting, deer hunting, antelope, even some fall fishing. It's a great issue to read. It's one of the two larger issues we do each year, and for the folks out there who don't get to see it, I highly recommend picking this one up.
And it's got a cute dog on the cover, because I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, it's a cover to die for. That young pup there was named Rascal, and we were lucky enough to get him to pose for us, and got the shot, so it was a great shot.
Well, folks, it's on the newsstands now, Dakota Country. Great magazine, been reading it for years, so pick up a copy today, especially if you're into hunting this time of year. There's a lot of good stuff in here. John, once again, I'd like to thank you for joining me, and I know you won't be getting as much fishing as you'd like, but you'll be having just as much fun somewhere.
Yeah, I certainly will.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brad. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Why Fish Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for another Adventures in Fishing. For more information, log on to whyfishradio.com.